or in Siman Tov Mem Zayin Sif Dalid, the Ramah just said that if it's a Yavish V'Yavish, so something like bread that fell into wine, even if it's before Pesach, so if you take it out, we're afraid that there were some pieces that remained in there that will give tam on Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Achronim agree that we're not, the only tam or machmir is if you didn't filter it out before Pesach, the wine. But if you put the wine through a filter so that the pieces won't get stuck in it, won't be in the wine anymore, so then you're going to be okay. Sivhei, basar yavesh, ugvina, v'dagim, meat, cheese, and fish, shenimlchu kodem Pesach, that were salted before Pesach, v'lo nizharu behem, but you were not careful for them. Mishnah explains this means that you weren't careful to make sure that the salt didn't have any pieces of chametz in it. Mutar l'achlam v'Pesach, you're allowed to eat it on Pesach, because even if there was some chametz in that salt, it's batel, becomes batel before Pesach, and we don't say chozer v'neir on it. And even if you use the kli chametz for the malicha, still, it doesn't cause any tam to go in. And furthermore, stam kelim einam b'nei yoman, and it's no same tam lefgam before Pesach, so we're not really concerned about that. The only concern we have is that maybe there's some piece of chametz that's actually in the salt, so since it's so minimal, it's going to be batel before Pesach, and we won't say chozer v'neir on it. The Taz explains that even though earlier in Sifdal, the Shulchan Aruch brought two shitos, there were some who say we do say Chozer V'Neir. Here, he was Sosim Lahatir to say that we don't say Chozer V'Neir, because over here, there's another reason to be Mekel, because it could be that there was no salt, there was no chametz in the salt in the first place. And therefore, there is much more room to be Mekel.